Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on the dopest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show. Got the great co-host, Dominic Wilson. What's good, my dude?
What's up? Glad to be here. Thanks for allowing me to be on the greatest show on earth. Appreciate it. Another show.
Yeah. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? As people can see, we out here making history one day at a time, episode by episode. So, hey, one thing that I've been pondering, you know what I'm saying, just living my life day by day, it's crazy when you notice that a lot of things aren't the same as they once was, or the way music is made, the way movies is made, even some video games, that it's not a lot of thought or soul, or, you know what I'm saying, just in general, creative concepts put into a lot of stuff. So, like, you know what I'm saying, what's your take on the new films, and especially with the film, what's your take on the new films versus the old films? You know, the old films had that classic music, the theme songs, the soundtracks. Nowadays, I think that's one of the big things that's missing in today's era of films.
Me too. I think that it's like the soul is gone. Like, everything is about a budget. Like, they would much rather do 6 or 7 of the same movies because they already have an audience versus being creative to coming out with something new and putting a soul into it. Because it's all about the dollar. That's why back in the day, it's about acting and the theme of the movies could capture you. You could watch a movie and go home and it can change your life. Nowadays, you watch a movie and you could forget about what that movie was. Or you watch it at home. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that movie was okay. And then somebody asks you, what you watch? I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? And that's definitely facts. I mean, you know, in today's era, with the click of a button on your phone, you got access to some of the dopest and latest movies. Do you think that how we grew up, when we grew up in the era where it was Blockbusters and Family Video and all that other stuff, to where it was like we could actually physically go in there and rent the movies? Do you think that was a better feel or concept? Because, like, Blockbuster used to be lit, G. Everybody used to be in that bitch pack.
I remember Blockbuster. I remember we had bootlegs because we couldn't afford Blockbuster. You get a bootleg for the same amount of money that you can get a Blockbuster movie for.
Hey, with Blockbuster's late fees, though, I ain't even going to cap. You fuck around to over $70 if you fuck around.
$70? Man, you might as well owe your mortgage.
Hey, I swear to God, G, they was taxing for late fees, bro.
And you better rewind.
Oh, boy, let you not rewind. You're going to get cussed out.
You heard me?
Bitch.
Facts.
Hey,
they come into your house.
Hey, I swear to God, G. And that shit crazy. Like, but it's a lot of films, though, bro, from the 90s.
But real talk, though, I think that was like the buildup about it. You know, it's like, you can't go, like, if you couldn't go afford to go to the movies and see the movie or the drive-in, like, we used to go to the drive-in, you know, even when we was past kids, my dad said, how old are you?
Man.
We gave them for free, kids gave them for free, right? But we watched, you know, certain movies. I remember we went to see Godzilla. We seen Batman. Like, it's a build-up. It's like, ooh, I'm about to go watch this movie. And then it's like, it was exciting because, you know, the time, the day, you know, we're going to watch this on a particular day and we're going to come in here and get, nowadays, you got so much access to everything. It's like, I might watch it, I might not. I don't care. You know what I mean? And the movie is really just a bunch of people who are put in a situation to please an audience in whatever kind of way. And get a bigger budget. So it's not like the movies are going to. Some are, though. Don't get me wrong. There are. I'm not going to downplay every director, every screenwriter out there, but or production company. But there are some production companies that make good movies. Movies that you can go home and be like, dang, that was a really good movie. Yes. You know, but not too many lately.
Oh, yeah, and it's like now, like, you know what I'm saying? Same to you, all respect to the filmmakers and actors, but it's like now, it's like that people go to the movie just to waste the time, just for the time to go. You feel me?
That's it. You're paying money to waste time.
But, yeah, hey, I was going to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, though, bro, like, it was a time, bro, where you could watch a movie, bro, like, or rent a movie, especially. And you could watch it back to back to back, even if you had to rewind it. Like, hey, yo, rewind that part. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hey, one of the most classic movies that I think that had me like that was like, yo, rewind, was definitely Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie. It was so many superhero movies that I think superhero movies back then was greater than the superhero movies now. I think now probably got more action, not so much action, but, like, graphics and you know what I'm saying, updated stuff compared to back in the day.
You're 100% right.
But, like, the superheroes back in the day, it was the storyline was way better and meaningful and it hit you harder. You know what I'm saying? Once you find out what it was about.
Movies were all about the story and actors. Don't get me wrong. The actors are the headliners, but the stories was what brought you to the movies. You're like, dang, I like that story. It's about this and this. You know, like, that brought you to the movies. You want to go watch the movie because of the actors playing the story. Now, like, it's no story in Fast and Furious. Don't get me wrong, Fast and Furious is cool, you know, with the
they wore it out.
And the fast car. Like, yeah, but it's not, the story was good, was better, you know. It's about family, it's about, you know, loyalty, it's about, you know, those things, you know what I'm saying? Giving a person a second chance. You don't really get to see that nowadays. It's just more explosions, faster cars, let's do something that's never been done. Let's swallow a grenade, spit it out, and then eat a helicopter. Like, weird stuff.
Yeah, really should. They'd be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? I feel you. But, and you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, the family movies were actually tearjerkers. Like, even if it was a comedy, like, you know what I'm saying? Somewhere in the movie, you was definitely finna shed a tear or got through shedding tears.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Like the movie Soul Food, classic.
Classic. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna do one better for you. Sidney Poitier. I know some of the people in the audience might not know who he is, but look him up. The man was a great actor. Like, the man was, he was his personality on the movie was wonderful. He was wonderful off camera and on camera. The things he went, not just because of the things he went through, but just the dignity that he showed in movies. Like, this dude was powerful. Like, he demanded respect when he came on to the set. Like, there's nothing you're going to tell this brother that he not going to do if he didn't want to do it. Like, this dude was powerful. Like, this action. Like, let me tell you something. Patch of Blue. If you haven't seen it, look it up. Give it a chance. I guarantee you, you'll like it. It is a great movie.
Oh, yeah, dope. So, look, hey, look, let me ask you this. You know what I'm saying? Even though we was kids back in the day, in your opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is your opinion only. Who were the top five actor and top five actresses that when you knew they was part of the movie, you knew you just had to go see?
Okay. Now, when I was growing up, I watched a lot of older movies. So are you telling me the movies that were new coming out or the movies that I watched?
No, just in general. Like, if you come across a movie, whether going to the theaters or seeing it on VHS, you found out that a specific actor was in it or actress was in it, you just knew you had to watch it.
Denzel would probably be top. Denzel. You like, ooh, this might going to be, I don't even know what it is, but I know it's Denzel and it's going to be good.
Yeah, Denzel, though, he's number one. Who else you got?
I got.
Are you putting them in order or no specific order?
No specific order. No specific order. Just headliners, like I said, Denzel, Price, Oh my goodness, there's so many, and I really don't want to disrespect no actor, but I would say probably like, what about you?
With me, that I knew would be fire, anything back in the day, anything with Denzel on it, I think would be dope. Anything with Leonardo DiCaprio was gonna be dope. Anything with Jim Carrey back in the day was gonna be fire. Anything with
Brad Pitt.
Oh yeah, Brad Pitt. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't put him in my top five, but he's definitely up there. Anything with Bruce Willis was gonna be lit. Anything.
Oh yeah, Bruce Willis was good. I'll say this. I say I like the Rambo, so Sylvester Stallone would probably be up there.
Oh, for real? Hey, you know what I'm saying? To keep it a buck. Look, to keep it a buck, I remember Rocky and Rambo. But I don't think I had him in my top wooty woo.
What? Cliffhanger.
He had another lot of movies. No, hey, you know who hands down one of the first movies I can remember saying, rewind that, rewind that, rewind that, rewind that, rewind that.
What?
Terminator 2.
Okay, yeah.
When I first seen that. Ninja Turtle movies, the Ghostbusters movies. Like, when I first saw them, rewind it. Finna watch the whole movie again. Nope, leave me alone.
Oh, yeah, those were good movies.
Yeah, like compared to when they remake them now, it's never the same.
I don't know if you remember anything about Jack Nicholson, but he was a really good actor.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't think of if he's in my favorite. Like, Home Alone, too. Home Alone was another movie where it was like, well, rewind that. Can watch it again. Nope, leave me alone. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Listen, there's a part in the movie that I was just telling you about A Patch of Blue. Now, this movie came out in the 60s. But listen, let me tell you something, man. When I think of some of the greatest movies that ever been made and the greatest actors that ever walked this earth, that ever acted in a movie, man, I'm telling you, man, there's this part where this blind woman is talking, and it's one of my favorite parts in the movie. She's talking, and she's voicing out her frustrations, and she's screaming in the house. And when you're watching it, you just feel so bad. Listen, even though I know what she's about to do, it makes me want to cry every time I watch it. Because it's just like, man, this blind woman is going through so much and nobody is trying to help her. And she's just so lost. Her mom is treating her so bad. And her mom is the reason why she was blind. And her mom is the reason why she got raped. And then her grandfather is just a drunk, and really, he wants to care, but he can't. He can't do so much because his disabilities. And it's just a crazy part in this movie when she can't end up going to the park to meeting Sidney Poitier, and she just lets it out, and she just boom, and it's just wow. But then all of a sudden, after she releases all of her frustrations, there's a knock on the door. And then this kid is like, hey, my grandfather wants to know, or father wants to know if he can take you to the store at a certain time. And she's like, yes, please, thank you so much, thank you. And like, it's just like her day, it's just like God saying, like, I got you. I know what you're going through, but I got you. Oh my goodness, it's a tearjerker.
Yeah. Hey, look, hey, you know what I'm saying? Thinking of tearjerker, hey, it's a movie called A Breakthrough, and I think I probably talked to you about this, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had took my mom to the theater, bro. You know what I'm saying? On something like, all right, whatever. But, like, by the middle of the movie, bro, when I tell you, bro, I had my shirt over my face, holding my stomach, rocking back and forth, crying like I knew this little nigga, G, the movie dope, bro. When you get a chance, definitely, it's called A Breakthrough, bro. It's about this little kid. Like, it was about a group of kids being hard-headed. It was like they was over this lake or some type of pond.
I seen it.
You seen it, bro?
Yeah, I seen it. I don't know what you're talking about. It was G. in the pond, and then he falls in.
Yeah,
and
G.
Then the mom is like, she ain't giving up on him.
Yeah, G. Bro. When I went home, bro, I did my research on Buddy and everything, G. Like no homo pause or whatever, but like I stalked Buddy down type shit. Like, damn, G. But like Buddy just had his first kid and shit. You feel me? I know I went too far, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that movie fucked me up, G. And it's not a negative way, but like just Just the power of faith, G. That shit get you emotional,
yeah,
G.
For real, for real. Listen, I seen my mom go through that a lot. Like, man, my mom, man. Man, and a lot of moms in the hood, a lot of grandmas in the hood. Like, they went through that a lot. Like, that's all they have was faith. Like, we ain't got no money. We ain't got no food. But we got faith.
And that's all you need. Bro, every Thanksgiving was a miracle, G. Every holiday.
Every Christmas, everything was a miracle. Like, every day just was like going home from school. Like, everything was a miracle. Like, for real, for real. Like, I don't know how we made it through, like, day to day life a lot. Like, it was crazy.
Big facts, big facts.
Man, some kind of way, man, everything always ended up turning up.
Yeah, so look, hey, well, what about the actresses? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was there any great actresses that you used to watch or still watch to this day that you think had something to do with some of the greatest movie you think ever been made?
Actresses. Oh, yeah.
Like, I like Sanaa Lathan. Sanaa Lathan is dope. She got a lot of classics under her belt. You feel me? What's it called? To me, for some reason, I love Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie is fire. She's been a part of a lot of classic movies. You know, so especially on the action tip. You know who else don't get a lot of credit? You know what I'm saying? Ooh. In my opinion, Whoopi.
Whoopi, she was really good.
Yeah, Whoopi got a lot of classics under her belt. You know what I'm saying? But Angelina Jolie, like the action packs and the. She make action look so beautiful, G.
She did. She really did. Man, there's so many strong, man. Like these actresses, like they show up on the set and like kill. They change the whole.
Yeah.
They kill it. They slay it. They drop the mic on them.
Hey, what about theme songs? Like to the films. Like, do you got any favorite theme songs that you still listen to on a regular? Or just from time to time, you check out?
I think Mary J. Blige, I'm Not Gonna Cry, was on the Soul Food soundtrack.
Man, classic, bro.
Yeah. I'm not gonna cry.
I felt every bar in that song, G. When that came out, real shit. Whitney Houston, too. When she sung the, Like, gee, niggas felt that.
What?
So wait, hold on, look, let me ask you this. You say your homie still next to you or nah?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, so look, top five right now, who is your best rapper turned actor?
Well, mine music, or his?
No, I'm talking about, well, first start with you. Like, who is your first, like, the actor, you know what I'm saying, rapper turned actor? You know what I'm saying?
Actor,
like yours.
The one that I like the most.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Top five.
Top five? Really, I don't think there's like a
lot. It's a lot.
I guess it is. Pac, maybe.
Yeah, Pac.
Nah, he was a good actor. He was a really good actor.
Ice Cube, Will Smith, Snoop Dogg, LL Cool J.
Ice T.
Yeah, Ice T was all right.
Ice Cube is dope. I didn't say Ice Cube was good, but I think he's bad. I'm just saying.
Will Smith too. Will Smith was a rapper first.
Will Smith is probably the best.
You think so?
Oh yeah, Will Smith.
Okay, I feel you.
He's a really good actor, bruh.
From a rapper turned actor,
yeah, dude, cold. Even just actor, period. He's like top actor. Like, when I think of actors, there's. Or the roles that he can do, like, everybody can do those roles.
Yeah, facts. And you know what I'm saying? What about your homie? Is he nearby?
Yeah, hold on one second. I'm about to ask him now. What is your top five rapper turned to actor? Top five. He says number one is Drake.
Drake is dope.
I forgot about Drake. Okay. Number two. Eminem.
Oh, hey, Eminem is fire. Hey, 8 Mile a classic, dude.
And then he said number three is Ice Cube.
Oh yeah, Ice Cube, dope. Friday.
I forgot. I don't know why I even didn't even think of Eminem.
That shit, he snapped.
Yeah, he definitely snapped.
It's a lot of them. You feel me?
I know it really is. We don't think about it.
Like you don't think LL Cool J is one of them? LL Cool J got classics under his belt.
Yeah. Or rappers who they could be better actor than a rapper. It's just ones who made the transition that you like your top five. Yeah, he said Drake is a good actor because he raps about a lot of stuff he ain't never did. Damn. And he make it believable.
Oh, that's real talk. It's a lot of rappers like that out there.
In fact, there's tons of them. Yeah, you're right. I like that. See, he's a younger generation.
Yeah, facts, bro. Because back in the day, music-wise, you had to do what you talked about.
What? If you wasn't out there slanging dope, you was laughed at if you was talking about slanging dope.
Yeah, you was robbed or you was beat up.
Oh. I forgot about Master P. Master P was an actor.
Oh, yeah. Hey, P flipped the game.
And he said Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg fire.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know something? He wasn't
Eddie Murphy got albums, low-key. He used to sell.
I forgot about that. Eddie Murphy. That's crazy. And Eddie Murphy was like one of the biggest movie stars in the 80s.
Period. To me, in general, like to this day.
In the
like,
80s, but he was like the top. It was nobody bigger than him on the planet as an actor. In like the
80s. Who you think took over the 90s then? Eddie took over the 90s.
Yeah, but he was... Yeah, of course. He took over the 90s and the 80s, bro. Oh, yeah. Boys in the Hood. Yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, yeah. Classic. You feel me? Busta Rhymes is all right on the acting tip.
Busta Rhymes, he was cool, but he wasn't consistent.
Yeah, I agree.
As in acting. He was like in... Like, I can name like a few movies, but he wasn't... I mean, he could have. Don't get me wrong. Hey, he got the ability, I think, to do it.
Yeah, you know who else made it from transition from music to acting pretty dope?
Who?
Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah, she did. I forgot about Janet Jackson.
Like, Penny from Good Times and all that. Like, she was dope.
Yeah, she was.
And to me, hey, keep it a buck. Like, an all-around talent, I think Janet was more talented than Mike.
I don't know, maybe.
But Mike was a motherfucker, though.
You hear me?
If
we're only talking about Mike on stage or in the studio, he was a genius. He was a, hands down, he got it. Like, Mike was sensational on stage and in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he said T.I.
Oh, damn. Hey,
Tip,
though.
How we forget about T.I.?
Ludacris, too.
Yeah, Ludacris. Dang, we forgot about them all. T. But yeah, T.I.'s definitely, T.I.'s up there. Ludacris, too.
Yeah, Ludacris got a lot of, he got a couple of films. We were just talking about that shit, Hustle and Flow.
Yup, Hustle and Flow. Man, please tell me that it fell out your pocket, man.
I swear to God, that shit a classic.
Please tell me that fell out your pocket, man.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Tip, Common too.
Oh, Common's great. Common's been around for a long time too.
Yeah, he got a couple films under his belt that's classic.
Yeah, you're right.
You feel me? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But dope, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for the interview, you feel me? Tell partner I said thanks, you feel me? I ain't gonna hold y'all up, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. You know, we here, you know, Smith Express Show. Always, it's always great to be on this show. This makes my day, my week, my year. And I hope everybody who's listening, it makes their time go by as well. And tune in, comment, whatever you want to do. You know, we like that. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, yeah. No.